For today's topic, looking at Indigenous issues, I wanted to use a slightly different format for this reflection because I think this topic is a lot better understood and discussed through a conversation. I also remember learning in the past about the significance of oral history, particularly in Indigenous cultures, so I thought it'd be fitting to verbally tell a story about how I connected with the content that we discussed with Dr. Andrea Reed and Dr. Megan Bailey during our lectures this past week. To give this podcast a bit of framing, I'm going to move through a past, present, and future timeline, starting with my reflections on my ideas about Indigenous issues in my past, prior to these discussions, and then present ideas about what was going through my head throughout these discussions, and then moving into future ideas about what I plan to dive into regarding these topics in the future. Starting off with past, something that I mentioned to Andrea was that these topics that we were discussing quite in depth, I went through in my hometown back in Manitoba, but I learned about this mostly from the Manitoba context, of course, and not making me not as familiar with the issues occurring in BC. And I'm now realizing that I learned about these things from some Indigenous people, but often I was learning about these issues not from the perspective of an Indigenous person. So because of that, I really appreciated being able to speak to Andrea, who obviously has a personal connection to these issues. This was a really important takeaway for me, as I really realized that some of the things that I may have been taught in the past could have easily been slightly altered since they were not told from an Indigenous perspective. This clearly discredits their history and teachings, so I really appreciated getting to hear about these issues from a new perspective. Chatting with Megan Bailey regarding the lobster fishery in Atlantic Canada encouraged me to spend some time thinking about my understanding of this event when the news of the conflict broke in the fall of this past year. I recall briefly reading an article about it and seeing scientists discuss the events on social media in support of the Mi'kmaq fishers, but I really didn't fully grasp the complexity of the historic events that led to this conflict, and that complex history was really highlighted in our discussion with Megan. At the time of the event, I recall being quite confused as to why there was such violence erupting from this lobster fishery, and I eventually learned a bit more about the fishery through a fisheries course I was taking at the time. But in terms of the social dynamics that were at play, I was really in the dark about this, and I did not understand what was causing this kind of a dispute to occur. Now, moving on to my present reflections. Firstly, the two-eyed seeing approach was a new concept to me, and it sounds like a really beautiful way to intertwine two different communities, given that language is especially central to each identity. On a more personal note, the ideas Andrea discussed about taking only what you need and using everything you take triggered some fond memories of stories my mom has shared with me. She spent time as a nurse up north and would tell my family stories about how the Indigenous community she worked with practiced this idea of not wasting any parts of an animal when hunting, and always had a lot of admiration for the land that they felt they were a part of. In preparing for Megan's lecture, we had the opportunity to hear about her experience being put in the middle of this conflict between commercial and Indigenous fishers when she shared her support for treaty rights of Mi'kmaq fishers. What seemed like such a simple question ended up being labeled as so controversial, and it made me wonder about how the negativity that she experienced affected her. This lecture made me question the relationship between the government organizations such as DFO and Indigenous people. Of course, there's broken trust between Indigenous peoples and the Canadian government, so I understand why they don't feel they owe much to DFO. It was super interesting to hear that Megan is often acting as an intermediate person between the different Indigenous bands near her and DFO. Now, looking forward to the future part of this timeline, one of my biggest reflections is that these topics are part of an ongoing discussion, It was great to build a foundation for us to go further, but also to recognize that our work is not done and we will always be learning more. These discussions connected to my future career plans, as I've always been really interested in how we cultivate strong, mutually beneficial relationships with people living in areas that you conduct fieldwork in. And I got to ask Andrea about the best strategies for doing work with Indigenous communities in a respectful way. And she shared that this can be done through listening, building community outreach into your research, and doing your due diligence from the start. This concept is extremely important to me, to be able to conduct meaningful work. And it made me think about how I would integrate these ideas in my future career path. Something I plan to learn more about because of these discussions is the legal and policy-focused issues associated with the modern livelihood fishery in Atlantic Canada. This discussion was really interesting to me because it really encompassed many of the core themes connecting historical injustices with current policy, as well as connecting conservation of marine life with the balance of livelihoods and economic stability. I plan to dive into some of the resources mentioned by our guests, such as the As I Remember It book, the Montreal's Indigenous Ally Toolkit, and the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Something that Amanda mentioned at the end of this discussion was that we really need to focus our time on listening. You don't have to respond immediately. So it's good to sit back and absorb and reflect and then offer some of those thoughts. I really connected with this because it's something my parents have mentioned to me before. In terms of questions I have, after our trip to Steveston, I was thinking about the prevalence of racial and gender discrimination in terms of people's roles in the factory, and it made me think about if this was another case where we weren't hearing the full story from an Indigenous perspective of what that experience in fishing and working at the cannery would have been like. Another thing I wondered about was, given that Indigenous issues are quite vital to understanding the past, present, and future of Canada, it makes me think that UBC should implement some sort of a course that could be mandatory regarding Indigenous issues to introduce students to these topics early in their degrees.